Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting third. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost strikes out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Easter. The throw from Guerra to Joost and they have Easter trapped. The throw over to Fain, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball four. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone misplays the ball. That's an error on Boone. Vallow moves to second. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vallow scores. Suter moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0. Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dillinger. The throw from Murray and he is out, Gordon applying the tag. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain is called out on strikes. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vallo hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fowler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fowler moves to second. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Lehner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fowler moves to third. Joost moves to second. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to second for the out. Fowler scores. Joost moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 4-0, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Fain reaches second base with a double. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fain moves to third. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray fires to third and they've got Fain trapped. The throw back to Murray who tags Fain for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Bob Feller. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Murray moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Murray moves to third. two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Murray scores. It's 4-1, Athletics. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Marino Pieretti now pitching. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 2 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Gordon moves to second. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Murray reaches second base with a double. Gordon scores. Boone goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Athletics. Herb Conyers pinch hits for Marino Pieretti. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Allie Clark pinch hits for Herb Conyers. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Murray moves to third. Bob Lemon pinch runs for Allie Clark. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jesse Flores now pitching. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Leaner strikes out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. Kennedy moves to third. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. It's Athletics, 4, Indians, 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a line drive into right field. Kennedy picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kennedy. Fain moves to third. Vallow moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fain scores. One out. It's 5-4, Athletics. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-3 in the game. Guerra is walked intentionally. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Vallow moves to third. Guerra moves to second. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a line drive off the glove of Gordon, and into shallow right field. Lehner reaches second base with a double. Vallow scores. Guerra scores. Joost moves to third. It's 7-4, Athletics. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Murray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila pinch hits for Jesse Flores. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Murray moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Murray scores. Avila moves to third. It's 7-5, Athletics. Carl Scheib now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a fly ball into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.